and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is C.S. Freeland, co-founder of the Texas Venture Alliance, a Texas-sized venture capital network and nonprofit group for investors. She joins the show today to discuss her goals in starting the organization, as well as to share details about the Texas Venture Crawl, a statewide happy hour on October 6th that's hoping to connect founders, investors, and more. C.S., thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with y'all.
Well, I'm excited to talk all about Texas Venture Alliance and what you're doing here in Houston this week. But before we dive into that, just tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in this world of entrepreneurship and investment.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been in Austin, Texas for almost 15 years now, mostly living and working here downtown. Majority of last decade spent time at a venture studio, so helped to launch early stage tech companies. And really, it was around just after pandemic and things were starting to open back up again. I noticed so many new startup investors and startups moving to the region. And also, we saw that explosion happening all across Texas, some as well. So I had an idea for an Austin Startup Investors Club and ran that for about a year and a half or so. Noticed the opportunity to offer memberships and do a statewide kind of venture capital association, adding a lobby advocacy component, and which is the Texas Venture Alliance. So we've been operating for a couple of months now. I've been traveling all over the state and visited Houston and went to all around the DFW Metroplex, Brownsville, El Paso, San Antonio, San Marcos, tons of cities this summer, and got to meet with a lot of folks and talked about their startup and startup investor communities. So we wanted to plan a big statewide, at least just a very casual happy hour called the Texas Venture Crawl on October 6th. And we're super excited about that. But it's an event that happens simultaneously in a lot of different cities across Texas. And it's really a way to highlight this ecosystem of startup support, which is the venture community and our partners. So yeah, super excited about that. And it's a good time for Texas. And I think it'll continue to be a prosperous future.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I feel like sometimes we're in our own cities, and obviously I cover Houston mostly on a day-to-day with Innovation Map, but it's kind of cool to think of like Texas as this network, or the Texas Triangle, as some describe, Texas versus the world in that way when it comes to sort of entrepreneurship. So when you created the Texas Venture Alliance, what's your mission on why unite, you know, the statewide venture network and I guess ecosystem? What's that like, this is why we need to do this moment?
Yeah, I think in the context of things, Silicon Valley is obviously a big place to start a company, fund companies, but Silicon Valley is actually a region. So it's multiple cities. And of course, that'd be the epicenter of that kind of innovative activities. You know, New York City is also a really big hub, but you know, we have a smaller market here in Austin and also in Houston, even though Houston's I think one of the top four biggest cities in the country. Dallas-Fort Worth region is also very huge. But you know, I think that if we thought of ourselves as a region and we worked together, we would be a really big force. So kind of just starting with a very casual happy hour to think about Texas. Like, there is a Texas Venture Crawl in Austin, but you know, it's also not like an Austin Venture Crawl anymore. It's not the Houston Venture Crawl or the San Antonio Venture Crawl. It's really the Texas Venture Crawl that everyone, all these different cities are having. And so we've never really worked like this together too. So I think that that's the first step, is having something together. And then if we can't start thinking together in terms of legislative action, you know, if there's any ways that we can create an ecosystem of startup support Not just amongst our community, but also at the Texas State Capitol. If there's better ways, if that's, easier RFPs, or if it's just something that we can help that's conducive to this very special type of business that it's Texas problem solvers, our entrepreneurs at the earliest stages of innovation. Again, solving problems in a new way. And so if we think about that together, that's, the best, that's the best way to do this.
So how does the group work exactly? Like I think you have members, so how do you find your members and what does the group help with? Like what's the reason you want to connect these people?
Yeah, I think as I've done this kind of I've called it a Texas venture road trip. I just see all these real leaders in each of these communities in these cities. They understand the opportunity for Texas. They want to be big. They want to be bold. I think it was back, hundreds of years ago in the earliest days of Texas history where we had really trailblazers who would go out and they would stick an oil derrick, in the ground or have like a salt mine. They might go for broke or they might make it rich and really tap into all the natural resources that we have. And I want to make sure that Texas Venture Alliance instills this Texas spirit of adventure and frontierism. And again, I said, I see it all over the state and in different cities. And there's been a natural leadership that has stepped up, who starts thinking about what we can do together, whether that is an event, whether that's resources on our Texas Venture newsletter, where most of our members' activities and interview highlights and events are promoted. But yeah, we are structured like a 501c6 nonprofit, and we have board members, we have committee members, which are basically folks who are also planning a Texas Venture crawl. And we also just have general membership that we offer statewide. And that's a great way to highlight members of the what I call the greater venture community. So mostly VCs, but also inclusive of universities have innovation programs. We have chambers that have innovation teams or innovation directors or point people. And accelerators, incubators, families have been a lot more interested in startups and venture funds as well. So that's the type of membership that we offer. And we try to make it sort of ex as expansive as possible. Texas is a really big state. And together we'd be a really big force. So thanks to our leadership and our members, we're able to take the first steps in that direction.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's all about the people, right? When you try to tackle a state as big as Texas, it's you can't be everywhere. So how do you find in every state, bring them together? So who are your partners locally in Houston? And I think that'll translate into what can people expect from the October 6th event here locally.
Yeah, the Houston ION has been an exceptional partner. I've been working closely with Christine as well there, and she put together a really incredible lineup of VCs. And some of our members that are promoted there are Mercury Fund, a great, Houston VC, and Softtek Ventures, their venture studio has been a really, a big deal in Houston, but they have a lot of Texas presence as well. They've toured, I almost call it a country. We're practically a country. Now, we do have border challenges. We have a big long border, and the GDP has now surpassed Canada. I think it was Italy. So yeah, Christine has put together a really great lineup, and we also want to highlight the Houston greater venture community. There's Bayou City Startups Happy Hour. Adrian will say hello. And Bunker Labs has been a statewide partner of ours. We wanted to make sure to plug in their point people from all across the state. Houston, We'll have Bunker Labs say hello as well, and other members of the community. I think it's a really efficient use of the space and time. In Houston at the Ion, the famous steps, really great to have the community come together on their turf.
Yeah, I think most people listening are very familiar with those Ion steps. The
Yeah.
party that I'm sure that any sort of gathering of Houston founders can be great. Well, I think there's a lot to look forward here. What at the end of the day, this will be the first statewide crawl. Last year you did it. Tell us a little bit about how last year went.
I just left the Austin Investors Club. I thought that the community wanted to get together with a big, even just a casual happy hour. We had Live Oak Venture Partners buy out a bar and order some food from a local food truck. Right behind, there were Silverton Partners that has a historic house there, which is actually where their office is, and they opened up their kind of backyard area, and they had some pizza and cornhole. We had Rustic Tap, which is a bar on West 6th Street. This is all within walking distance downtown. And we put a bunch of VCs there to be promoted as well. Mercury, Next Coast Ventures, Founder Institute. And what else? We had Antler, which is actually a global accelerator program that has a satellite office here in Austin. And they had a high-rise location where they were officed out of. So we had a real, it was a real great like change of scenery too, because there's like a bar and food truck and then a historic house and a high rise. Well, this year we're pretty much doing the exact same thing. I'll probably hire more shuttles, venture shuttles, to go around, because really we thought it'd be a couple hundred. It was looking like 400 or 500 leading up to the event of registrations, a lot of startup and venture folks. But then it kind of went viral last minute. I was like, oh my gosh, we have to actually hire a shuttle. And it was really exciting. I think just getting together, and each location ended up being a little bit thematic, with the VC thesis, what they typically like to invest in. And then we had one big kind of general one as well. And also here in Austin last year, we were leading up to ACL, which is a huge two first and second weekends of October music festival. So yeah, it was fun to go out for a couple of drinks, meet up people that you have wanted to reconnect with, and then head on out to the festival too. So each city has a really great, almost touristic element to it with Texas Venture Crawl. We have Burney and Kerrville, which is, it's like wine country, hill country, wine country, tons of vineyards out there. So there again is this tourism element where, like, yeah, if you know a lot of the VCs, let's say in Austin or Houston or Dallas or whatever, go out to Kerrville or Burney and stay for the weekend. There's great wines and, change of scenery, change of pace. And Texas has so much to offer with that too. El Paso has beautiful, gorgeous mountains right on the border. Brownsville, I'm wearing my Mars Venture shirt. But Brownsville, where on this earth are we shooting the rockets that are going to Mars? Oh, 6 hours from here on a South Texas beach. It's just mind-blowing. All the regions and all the opportunity that Texas has to offer. And hopefully Texas Venture Crawl, this is our first time doing this simultaneously and statewide, but I hope that we can help portray that excitement.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I feel like it's really cool to see that, I guess, to draw the connections across the cities. I feel like we get stuck in our little hubs and heads down focusing, but when you think about it, like as a startup founder, as a venture capitalist, you have to go outside to find new companies, new connections, new potential investors. So the connectivity is super important, and doing it all within Texas is also a perk. keep it in the state of Texas. So when you think of the impact you hope to have this year with the, multiple cities. And how many cities exactly this year?
Yeah, we have 12 cities this year. So, yeah, or sorry, 12 venues, and I think it's 8 cities. Oh my gosh, I'm getting flipped up in my mind. But yeah, it's really exciting. We definitely have doubled, we have tripled the amount of venues that we did last year. I think it'll be tripling the amount of attendees as well.
Yeah. And then, next year, maybe you'll do that again, tripling the size.
Yeah, we've tested some things out. We've got some surprises leading up to the event, so I'm really excited about that. Houston has a sort of a pre-Texas Venture Crawl event with actually Greentown Labs too. So they have a couple, I think their focus is clean tech investors. So they have a lot of investors coming in the day before, and they'll end up sticking around for the statewide Texas Venture Crawl at the Houston On, which is really, I think it's like two blocks away. It's barely even down the road, so.
I always say it's across the street, but it's technically across a parking lot and two streets. But right here.
Yeah, you can like see it like right.
Oh yeah, Greentown, both buildings are very hard to miss. So when you think of the event happening, obviously you're bringing together, founders, startup development organizations, and venture groups, as well as, others that have an interest in the startup ecosystem of Houston and the various cities. Considering what the past year has been like, what types of trends and topics do you expect attendees to maybe talk about at the crawl?
Yeah, I mean, obviously our industry, both startups and venture, it's a difficult fundraising environment. Our industry took a hit, and if we looked at the numbers, I think it would be we basically got cut in half. But here's the context, though. The last couple of years, the industry has skyrocketed, especially building a hyperlocal and now a statewide venture capital association. I couldn't, it's almost like I couldn't even keep up with it, how fast the industry has changed and moved. But that's just how it is. And a lot of the best companies, we hear this all the time, but a lot of the best companies are founded out of tumultuous environments in times of uncertainty. And if you think about the type of person that would start a business or help support a young company, especially doing something new, we still need that when times are good or bad. And I would say when we bring it back to Texas, we still have never seen this explosion in our ecosystem of startup support. And that's what I would like to remind people. And we'll definitely feel that on the Texas Venture Crawl. It's just it's been a little bit of whiplash. Things were chugging along, things were growing before the pandemic in our industry. Pandemic happened, boom, so many new people have moved here and will continue to move here. But as we kind of hold sort of the reins have been held back a little bit, and we get really serious about the type of companies that are going to be more durable and sustain on into the future, that is what I'm really, really excited about. And one note, about the pandemic, almost from an artistic standpoint, I was thinking, when we're all kind of cooped up and also very scared, and mad and sad about the whole pandemic experience, I did wonder about the musicians. When musicians experience hardship like a breakup or just some kind of situation like that, they write some of the best music. And so I think about entrepreneurs a little bit like artists, and they can hear a song, they can create a company out of their own vision. And some of the best music and the best companies come out of environments like that. So not to get too romantic about it, but yeah, that's the more emotional viewpoint of where what of the standpoint right now.
Yeah, it's like a good almost test of a company too, if you can survive a hard time. I know that's something that's all, that happened a lot in the business history of the world or country. You know, some of the best companies came out of low periods and stuff. So,
and I even think about that for me personally too. If I share that advice or that context, I have to take it myself. And I would welcome founders to think about it, how it's like, well, now me as a founder, I have the opportunity to define who I am and what this company is, even in, or especially in a tumultuous situation. I was like, am I a crazy person for thinking to start a venture association when the industry is taking a hit? Like, maybe it's time to just chill out, just maybe do it a couple years later on down the line. I'm like, no, this is actually the opportunity to define who we are, who I am as a person, who the organization is, the leaders that have come together in the form of a board and committee all across the state. It is a truly defining moment. And I think we're going to look back in time and see who helped connect this statewide network of venture capitalists and accelerators, incubators, this ecosystem of startup support. It'll be very easy to identify, and we're starting to tell these stories. Thankfully, you know, as a guest here with y'all in Houston, but yeah, it's just a defining moment.
Well, I guess to kind of wrap up and encourage people to attend the crawl, who should go? Tell us who would really benefit from attending.
You know, what's interesting is I wonder if we made a mistake, because a lot of the registrations, especially here in Austin, but in Houston as well, when you register, you can see people are identifying as startup community, venture community. We call it industry partner or other, just general tech. And there's a lot of people from the venture community. The ratio is almost half. So I'm like, are we marketing this the wrong way? Like, only VCs can join? Like, no, anyone who's interested. And, you know, Christina's done a great job with being a guide on the conversations. And it's also an AMA panel that they're having too. So they'll open the floor. So really anyone who's interested in startups, who has one or has one and wants to take it to the next level. Again, it's such a, we work in such a crazy environment. Education and sharing of resources and meeting people is just so important. So yeah, super excited.
That's a huge sell for founders, you know. Hey, you're going to be walking into a room where almost half of people are potentially an investor in your company. So that's not a big problem to have, I don't think. And I'm sure that in itself probably convinced founders to sign up right now. So
good.
Thank you guys so much for sharing. I'm looking forward to the Houston event, and it'll be really exciting to see kind of the whole state take an evening to connect from across the state.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.